Well, Columbus man leaves $35,000 egg salad out. Mother tosses it. Okay. I can hear my mother. Salmonella. You know, well, what do you know?
Live from the Fritchie Theater on the Otterbein campus in Westerville, Ohio, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Aaron Scott on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Columbus news that isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Wild man and host of Discovery's Breaking Trail, Coyote Peterson, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who had to get a restraining order on Sloopy, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. Yeah, Sloopy kept hanging on. I had to do it. So speaking of that $35,000 egg salad, though, from that guy in Columbus. I would like to mention my new book on Kickstarter, Give Me Your Money. And you can fund that. Anything is appreciated. Hello, Westerville, Columbus. The twin cities of Westerville and Columbus. Gahanna, Dublin. You name it. Very great to be here. Thank you so much for our reception here. It's genuinely appreciated. And I'm thinking, you know, Columbus wants the Democratic Convention. I'm thinking right here. I'm thinking Westerville. I'm thinking Otterbein. We could easily get all the Democrats from around here in this auditorium. So it's not a space problem. It's just a will to do it. Be a feather in John Kasich's cap. As long as he stays on the outskirts of town, he's fine. Plenty of room here at the... Oh, jeez, I knew it was going to happen sometime. I just didn't... We don't do that in Wisconsin because it's too long, you know. How do you do it then? Takes forever. It's never been done, I don't think, successfully. I guess we're in Ohio, then, is what that means. Okay. Oh, where was I here? Yes. Well, it's great to be here, actually. My people, this is a Reform, this is United Brethren, this institution. I don't know if you knew that. Probably wondering what that was all about. And my people are Reform United Brethren. It's Hasidic, but it's very similar. So I say, Zeh Gesundt to you for my people, the Reform United Brethren. Good folks. And you know, the production they had here the other, not too long ago, was not the first full Monty at Otterbein. Was not the first. I'm saying it was not the first. Is that what you're planning? Philip Otterbein himself used to occasionally take the air, as they called it in those days. It was a spiritual thing, I guess. Not so much anymore. Then in the Olentangy, of course, for the Ohio baptism. Columbus, of course, is the bedroom community of Westerville. A lot of them make the daily commute to Mount Carmel Health on the bike path. In all the Westerville, Columbus, some of the Dublin, Gahanna, and Central Ohio, news that isn't. Central Ohio secession plan gaining steam, despite the difficulties of being the donut hole of Ohio, the Republic of Gahanna, could come to pass. The city of Westerville rejects a $526,000 bid for the Alum Creek Connector Trail after a guy and his brother say they can do it for $500 plus asphalt. But as far as the bridge, you're on your own there, because they don't do bridges. So there was some peony trampling at the West Flora Garden Tour, otherwise resounding success. Over in Columbus, Joe Biden will take over as director of the Ohio State Marching Band. It's in the Constitution. Little known clause in the Constitution. He's the president and the head of the marching band in Ohio State. The band, of course, has been unable to make a formation since losing the director. They just sad to see him wandering aimlessly with their instruments dangling. It's very upsetting. I wouldn't go over there at all. Now it's not sure. They had this big 75th anniversary sexualized Wizard of Oz performance they were going to do. Oh, Dorothy. So some doubt about that happening. Elsewhere, the first pit bulls. Now, anyone not named Reynolds is banned in Reynoldsburg. Apartments in central Ohio are going high-end, which is right where the rents are going to get you. Columbus has a concierge now. Figures. Wendy's in Columbus is experimenting with 3D-printed burgers. Takes a while, but that pretzel bun is worth the wait, I'll tell you. It's about 3 days to do a pretzel bun. Ohio State research continues. It's a century-long battle to find a use for the Buckeye. Outside of showing them to people and throwing them to people and giving them to people. Some guys shellac them and they make, I don't know what they make out of them, but I don't want it. Some kid someday will be known as the Luther Burbank of the Buckeye. So that's the big hope anyhow. 1,000 uses for Buckeyes. You could make more Buckeyes out of them. The Westerville Community Plan is out now. It turns out to be just the opposite of everything they do in Dublin. Called controlled no growth, or something like that. I have no idea. The $125 million Columbus Convention Center renovation is for a giant Schwebel's wrapper over the sliced bread convention center. So that's why it costs so much. It's a big wrapper. The two ramps on 270 to Route 23 used in the movie Looper will be torn down, so it looks like no Looper 2, and I was looking forward to that. The woman and governor candidate, Ed Fitzgerald's car, actually was Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor. She was hedging her bets by being on the panel. But when the polls went against him, she was out of there. Governor John Kasich now has an app which allows anyone with a smartphone to fix Ohio. Oh, that's better. Unfortunately, the governor himself has a flip phone, so he can't use it. I'll go on with you now. Even if you say the Ohio State, they get really PO'd. The Ohio State is heavily invested in drones and drone technology, which could be circling Ann Arbor before the end of the season. Could speed up the end of the season, actually. Several of the missing presidents have been found in the Longaberger basket. And I'll tell you, it's no picnic. I hate to open the lid anymore. There's another president in there. The eerie, toxic blue-green blob has oozed as far south as Willard. So it should be okay down here. That's not anywhere near here. And they say toxic, but you really have to eat a lot of sushi to get any effect from it. Let's see, what else is happening here? At the 200th sighting of a bobcat in Ohio. That kicks in the automatic season, bobcat season. So you can shoot them now. We can lose some house cats, but it's worth it for the adventure. Just keep them in the house, you know. They're fine. Give them something to do. A nun, a priest, and Gordon Gee walk into a bar. Still haven't got an ending for that joke, but I got the beginning. That's the important thing. You know, he makes a couple of Jewish jokes. He's still working. Urban Meyer will stay on the field at halftime and conduct the band. Make it work. Okay, make it work band session. The Ohio State Buckeyes are favored this year, at least around here. But I don't know, Rutgers has a higher GPA. Come on, you know they do. Okay. We'll be interested to see who makes the butt kiss list this year. You know how you make the butt kiss list, don't you? Okay. Columbus is bringing in giant pandas to combat invasive bamboo. Invasive. It's Tina Singley in Worthington. She's planning this up. And she's a very sweet lady, obviously, so can't really stop her. The CODA real-time bus tracking system has located most of Columbus's buses in southern Indiana. There's this. Some angst has been reported in Powell. That's all they said. I wish they would have told me what it was. I could have helped. General feeling that the era of good feeling declared by Governor Kasich at the state fair was another sly joke. Like offering reporters his wife's cell phone number. Okay. I'll take that out then. That's really not appropriate, I guess. He did, though. Let's see. Oh, this correction on the Ohio State Fair Closing Act, it will be Jesus Culture, not Insane Clown Posse. This just in, Zulily to Gehenna. That makes sense to you? You're from here. Okay. Almost through with this. You're doing good. Thank you for hanging in. Big Darby Creek, big darn success story. And finally, boy, that got the best response yet. I'll do it again. Big Darby Creek, big darn success story. Wow, what a wonder it just said there. The new bike route to go across the state of Ohio on the center stripe of the Ohio Turnpike, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can do it. That's all the Westerville, Columbus, Gehenna, Dublin, Central Ohio news editors, and thank you for having us at beautiful Otterbein and historic University.